Eddie vanished the week after I took his photograph drilling a line of post holes. He just disappeared, said fence crew boss Scott. Just didn't show up for work. We called his house, called his friends, called his family. They said they didn't know where he was. The Dream Street fences are made of Douglas fir so cheap and unsightly that it is permeated with a brown-gold chemical colorant and sold under the trade name Sunwood. Weeks later, Scott discovered that Eddie had dropped out of sight to evade child support. The state had been taking half his weekly paycheck. He just couldn't live on $125 a week, no way, said Scott. So he's working for cash under the table somewhere. Scott, if you go all the way up to the top of the street and you step up on the bottom rail of the back fence and you look out, you'll see just fence after fence after fence, just this long-ass block. And we just did that in less than a week? Yeesh. If I could find somehow just a rough estimate of how much fence I've done, miles and miles and miles, I've probably built enough fence to go from here to Phoenix and halfway back. I'm serious. I go home twitching in my sleep from the nail guns.